This is Julie Christie interviewing Stephen Woodward of Cardiff about the storms of June 8 to 11, 2007.
Steve, can you tell us what happened on the night when the storm hit?
Yes, about 1 o'clock in the morning, the storm actually hit. I was sleeping in a front bedroom and it woke me. I could hear noises, so I got up out of bed. We have a blind in the bedroom. I pulled the blind up and peeped out through the window. I could see the wind right by the trees, bushes at the window, bending. I could hear noises, crackling. Didn't know what they were. So, I went out the back. We have a floodlight out the backyard, and I switched it on to have a look. Is any damage because we have trees in the backyard? But I could still see the three trees standing in the backyard, so I come back inside. Then I went and laid back down in bed, and I said to the wife, you know, I'll just put the radio on because it's so bad a storm to see if I can hear anything on the radio. I happened to tune into the ABC, and I was devastated to hear people trapped here, getting flooded out, asking questions. I remember distinctly, there was a chap at Charlestown. His wife was at Newcastle Workers Club. He was minding the children. His children was devastated because they missed mum. And he wanted to know if he could drive into Newcastle Workers Club to retrieve the mother. And the announcer said, no, stay at home, and the wife would be looked after. There was another lady, she was at Pasifern Railway Station. She was trapped there because of the floods. They advised her to stay there to help arrive, but they didn't let her know when help would arrive, but for her safety they said stay. There was a lot of other stories on there which you couldn't actually believe that it was happening. The wind was very severe. It was coming from the east going to the west. So I listened to the radio till as long as the power went out off, got cut off here at our property. From then, there was nothing else I could do but just go back to bed and just listen.
How strong was the wind, do you think?
The noise of the wind was very loud. It was like, I've watched television shows like Tornado, and it was sounded like that, you know. It was very, very hard to describe, but it was very, very loud. Mm. Very loud.
And were you worried about your house?
We have a bedroom in the front bedroom, and we have a brick home. And you could feel the vibration of the house actually moving. What else? And I said to the wife, I said, you feel the wall? I said, you can feel the vibration of the wind hitting the brick wall out the front. And she said, yes. She said, but go. She said, just stay here, you know, because it is dangerous. And I said, get away from the window. She said, in case a tree limb comes in. Or a branch breaks the window. I said, oh, okay, righto, you're the boss, you know.
And what about your neighbours?
Okay, next morning I got up and I was up at about 7:30, come out the front. Neighbours were still asleep. My neighbours are deaf people. I communicate with them and help them where I can. They're very good neighbours. I went out the backyard. And I was devastated to see there was a tree come down in their backyard. Now the dimension of the tree would have to be 3 metres in diameter. The height of the tree would have to be about 35 foot. And it come down, it would come straight down on their swings, went through the fence of their backyard, went into the back of a reserve. How lucky they were that if the tree had blown the other way, they would have been dead in their bed. I got up, I went back, come back and went over and I rang their doorbell, right, and to see if they were all right. When I was talking to them, they didn't even know nothing had even happened. I took them out the back and showed them they were devastated. You know. We also had damage to our property, where a tree branch come down on our meter box and flooded our meter box out. And we didn't know there was any damage to it till the power actually come back on and to our property at about 8:30, 9 o'clock on Saturday night. When the power come back on that time, there were some of the power points wasn't working in the house. Went out to the meter box and there was all water pouring through our meter box. Right? So I had got up on the roof there and put towels there to stop the water from coming in into the meter box on the roof. I did that and it seemed to have worked the problem, solved the problem for the time being. Alright.
How long do you think you were without power then?
We were without power for 24 hours. Right, from about 2:30 right till about 9 o'clock on the Saturday night, because this happened on the Friday night. Then, from then, we didn't have any power, right, because of all the sparks and everything coming in our meter box, till the next morning on the Sunday morning, right, because I switched all the power off, because I didn't want to cause a fire. Then I got up on the roof. We still had sprinkling and rain at that time. Got up on the roof there, put towels on the roof to stop the water from coming in on the meter box. That did solve the problem. From then, there wasn't much else I had really could do but just wait the power come back on, because I switched the power on and it did work, right? There wasn't much more I could do other from just bloody just wait, you know? Like everybody else, you know. The first thing I did on Saturday morning was come out to our front yard to have a look at the damage to our property. I noticed there was a tree branch on our roof. We have two large trees in our front yard. They measure about 3 foot in width, both of them. They have branches on there which are old branches. One of the branches that had broken away, and the wind had carried it to a corner of our roof where our meter box is. It broke about 8 tiles on our roof. As I mentioned, that he got up there on Sunday morning and put towels there to stop the leakage going on the meter box. We didn't actually get our roof fixed till the Thursday following week. They came out and repaired the roof.
Was there much damage to your house inside?
Inside, there was only a little bit of water damage that actually come through. We were very, very lucky to our property.